But that's a bit, in a way, not easy to relate to. So traditionally, the Nyingma tradition points to six bardos, six in-betweens. So Padmasambhava, Karmalingpa point in particular to six bardos. And the Tibetan Book of the Dead points to six bardos, mentions six bardos that we need to pay particular attention to. So first of all, there's the bardo of life. Life is the space, the gap between birth and death. This life itself is a bardo, and I'll say more about that later when I comment on the verse that I read at the beginning. Secondly, there's the bardo of dream. Dream is a space. It's between two waking states. Dream is a space, a gap in which, in fact, we can make real spiritual progress. Sometimes we have what those North American Indians, Native Americans, describe as big dreams, rich archetypal dreams. We might even have dreams of Buddhas or Bodhisattvas or other very significant figures giving us teachings, giving us maybe initiations and so on. In a dream, we can be unimpeded. We are unimpeded. We can do anything. We can go anywhere. When you become conscious in a dream, which happens if you develop mindfulness and awareness, you suddenly realize you can do anything. You can go anywhere. You can meet anyone. And you're encouraged to go to Pure Lands, go to Buddha fields, go to meet the Buddha to receive the teaching. I think some of my most significant experiences actually have happened in the dream state. Dreams, as well, can be extraordinarily vivid. When you're in them, it's reality, it's real. You really are being chased by a man with an axe who's going to cut you into pieces. And when you wake up, it's only a dream. Phew. You really do walk through a wonderful landscape of jewel-like colours, feeling incredibly happy, incredibly contented. You really do hear wonderful sounds and so on. And then you wake up, you think, oh, it was only a dream. Well, this kind of reality that you have in dreams, this reality that isn't reality, is to be meditated upon. Buddhist tradition says, well, learn from the dream state, because actually, waking experience is exactly the same. You need to learn to see how waking experience is like a dream. In waking life, we undergo all kinds of experiences, some very intense, very vivid experience, but they pass, they vanish, just like dreams vanish. What's the difference between our memories in waking life and our memories of our dreams? Is there any real difference? How do we know that we're not actually dreaming now? How do we know that we're not going to wake up in a minute and think, oh, that was strange. I was in the shrine room listening to Padmavajra giving a talk. It was real. It was really real, man, you know. And I was dreaming. How do we know? Interesting reflection. If you have a tenuous hold on ordinary reality at the best of times, maybe you shouldn't go in for that too much. Just, no, I am awake. And but if you're a bit stolid and a bit sort of... sorry, that's unkind to somebody stolid. But you know what I mean. If you're a little bit, like me, a bit kind of crude and gross, well then, you know, maybe reflect on that a bit more. Thirdly, there's the bardo of meditation. Meditation is the space between thoughts. Our mind, most of the time, is just full of thoughts and feelings and moods, all tumbling over one another in a great jumble. In meditation, we're creating space. We're creating an opening, a gap in this crowd. This is what happens in deep meditation. In deep meditation, there's no thought. It's not an inert, blank state, but it's a fresh, deep, seemingly boundless awareness. wide open. Or it could be, depending on your temperament, a visionary space, a space in which you see visions of Buddhas, of Bodhisattvas, a space of insights and inspirations. So in our meditation practice, we're learning to enter this bardo of meditation, this gap, this space, this opening up to the deepest potentiality of life, learning to rest in that space for longer and longer periods.